Mishnah Mikvahs Yud Alef continued by the Rosh Hashiva Yud Alef Shvat Tav Shin Mem Hei, February 5th, 1985, and Tuesday continued.
In the hair, it was mentioned. So, still, the Tisekta says, if he goes down into the Mikveh, he goes down into the Mikveh. And he goes down into the Mikveh, and he stable himself. So it's a good feeling. So it's a good feeling. Why? But the Mikveh the Balem has Memsom minus the movie. The answer is, but together with the hair, the water in the hair, so there is Memsom. And the water in the hair is in the chuber, and you have with the water of the bar because of good achis. Good question. Over there, with no drop of water is shown, it's only a question of shield and saw at the bottom. So we say, in view of the fact that the water of the bottom together with the water on his shoulders, on his face, on his legs, on his hands, constitute them so. So we say good achis, and we consider that the water on the face, on the head, on the nacho. So are you already with the water about? So there is them so. But here, of what significance is the fact that they are Mu'ev? Adarabe, if they are Mu'ev with how much water? Less than themselves. So it passes the whole Mikveh. What's the... Suppose you dump Gimu Lugim Shuvi in a Mikveh that has themselves as a quota. So it's certainly Mu'ev. So then they can't carry it. Then it passes the whole Mikveh. So why is it here? Why is it better here? Why is it better here? Right? So this is what he says. So it's not joke. It's only a question of having the shield and soul. So apply the principle of good eyes. But here he choked the water on the head. He showed. So true, we apply the principle of good eyes. On the contrary, so we should parcel even the water at the bottom. Now, so it's my absolute fact. The second shot. Now, we couldn't say that the second shot agrees with the shite of the Raidek in one version, that the show not be clean, but show about the new Katev. So even on the Rabbonu level, it's kosher if you just give look, if it's not Gube, new Katev. Because if that had been the second explanation, so then the question arises, so even in the case of Sochat, it should be kosher. Even in the case of Sochat, it should be kosher. So even in the case of Sochat, it should be kosher. So we couldn't take off with the sheet of the island. So the question is, why is it kosher if it's not Sochat? Why is it kosher if it's not Sochat? Now I'm going to say something. Lucky. Just to explain, I mean, not that it is simply, it's still there. Now there is aloha tamshoch. Now we pass him the tamshoch of meat, he's alright. Tamshoch of meat is alright. What does tamshoch mean? Tamshoch means it's not poured directly into the meat. but still on the shore. Then it glides down. Then it glides down. So of course, I mean, I'm sure there has to be a card, not over the roof of the person. I mean, all the shapes here. All the shapes. But maybe that tradition mentions that expression he holds can be on Shochet, not after Rabita. I mean, that in itself is very special. Now, in view of the fact that where does he have the shoe on his head? He has the shoe on his head. And then, as he stabilizes himself, as he starts bending down, so the king looking from his head, how do they form the mitzvah? Actually, they gradually, you know, they glide down on the roof. You know, here is king looking shoe in my head. And then, as I get into the mitzvah, so gradually, drop by drop, you know, they start gliding down. So it doesn't form the mitzvah directly down here. Say something. But of course, Hamshach has to be a radicality, not over anything else. There couldn't be Hamshach over the roof of oil. I would say something like that. But maybe that vision, where's that explanation, he's kind of a that as long as he doesn't fall directly into the mikveh, but he just glides down into the mikveh, even glides down not over the car, but over the Ufa'odom. So that's all Samusha. So, and I'm shocking you, he's alright. But it's a very strange machine. If he squeezes it out, then he doesn't glide down to the group. He just squeezes it out and dumps them, you know. But then there is no answer. Assets. Any assets. Alright. Now we are starting the Mishnahs that it first is what we consider is the most difficult Mishnahs in Mishnahs. He was talking with Marius and he says, Policies, maybe, mildly, very poor, very low kind of releases. So, obviously, it's not the next three missions. I'm not saying Zion, Ches, and Tess. I'm not saying according to the soil is the most complicated and difficult missions in the Shisha situation. According to the okay. Havia kankan vishakadu namon. The small mind, the better in the minas shambhu, the age we came at my day, and the shabeyah, the lovely shabeyah. So somebody puts up kankani, pictures on top of the roof, and the purpose was not they should be filled up with water. On the contrary, they should dry up, there shouldn't be any drop of water. The intention was just the reverse of filling it up with water. In the smaller mind, but then, even though his intention was the reverse, but it will fill up with water. In other words, it started to rain. That lesser in a shomul. Now there are two guesses. One guess is that lesser in a shomul or in the age became at mind today. That's the guess of the Rosh and the guess of the Rambam. But the Rash does not accept that yes. And he says, we have to realize the way it appears in our text. And the Rabban Nore agrees with the Rash. We have this Oyimi Rikimat Mahi. But Imi Rikimat Mahi. So there are two prerequisites. In order that should be allowed to break them and let the water drip down into the mikveh. So there are two prerequisites. One is that it has to be an inascham. It has to be an inascham. An inascham.
Show, you cannot
fill up the mikveh by spilling chafalet zor. Suppose you just have yuteso mechum in the mikveh, and you want to spill chafalet zor at a distance from the mikveh, and then the chafalet zor will glide in, will drip into the mikveh. That's not good. Only on the mute and teso and chafalet zor yer mechum. That's what the brother of Yaakov says. The Rabbanon of the brother of Yaakov say that Hamshoch is effective even the Rube and even the Kut. Even the Rube and the Kut. Kut to the Rambam. So there is no Tachite Amin, okay. But according to many of the Shemi, there is a Machlokes between the brother of Yaakov and the Rabbanon, where the Hamshoch and the Kulo is not effective. Shabbikulo is not effective. So, according to the Rash, he is a blessed in the Nina. That's one for us. So then, no probability it will soon start raining, and there will be at least Chafalet Zor Mikshon. So Mele Hamshoche is necessary over Yuteso, over Yud. But then there is another prerequisite. In Yesh Beikin Matmayim Nibeya. In Yesh Beikin Matmayim Nibeya. Yesh Beikin Matmayim Nibeya. Now because the water that will drip down into the mikveh from the roof as a result of breaking, when it breaks, it can come to the roof. So what happens? So all the water will spill on the roof. Then it will glide down gradually, slowly, into the mikveh at the bottom. So that's on shofar. But if it's in a shami, so that means that besides the water from the kankani, which will come to the mikveh der hamshoche, so there will be also mishon. So it's hamshoche minute. Hamshoche minute. So why does it require that another prerequisite? Engagement in my mind is there. Then large in the shami, inamish in mind is there, even though it is in the shami, loyish there. Dimit the shami, marriage of last with the man should come over. This virale, the blazer shivoshim shakukulo ubo, is solo, like the blazer of Yako, in Muradaki days, of Abo the shin is shami, each there, lam shakila mind, he is smaller than the shami. Oh, so that is explanatory of the prerequisite of the Hachon. What's the explanation of the other prerequisite? For Shein in my cloud, lo yishbe, achal pi shein at shom, shem yipun in a mayim in beya, the vis kingdom shvir. If there is no mayim in the Be'er, so lo yishbe. Because it's possible, because whether it does it, whether it has it or not, if these mayim peislin es hamikve lechatchila, peislin es hamikve lechatchila, peislin es hamikve lechatchila. So in Mele, there is a possibility, it's very likely, that if there is no water in the bay, we are chesed. If there is no mind there, no mitzvah at all in the day, so then we are chesed that essence find way they can come before, you know, the water rests on the roof and then it dries down. So maybe the first stroke, so if this mind they can come will fall directly into the bed, as he is trying to break the kakan, you know. So, a piece, there might be a piece of water of the kakan will fall out from the kakan, before the kakan breaks, you know, as he applies his hand on the kakan, to hit the kakan. So, a little bit of water might drop out with force from the kankan, you know, before the kankan break. And that release water will not fall into the niche. There are like gradually, you know, first resting on top of the roof and then lying down. But it will forcefully fall into the niche directly. So that will be shown after that. And whether she does it, at the very outset, so these minds should be passed as nature. So that's why it requires two prerequisites. It requires two prerequisites. So, but even with both prerequisites satisfied, so all it can do is to play, but it cannot work. The Rambam not always the pshat of the Rashi. Now, according to the Rashi and the Rambam Nore, so Yishbe Oyite means when he breaks the kakan, not directly above the mikveh. Here is the roof, and here there is the bear at the bottom. And here is the kakan. So, where is? So, what it means, Yishbo Yichve, he raised the kakan here, away from the border of the garden. The weather. What happens when he breaks the kakan? So, all the water is still out here. the distant water, the water is here. So all the water still is there. It presses for a moment. And then it gradually glides down. And Yichvet also means away from the board. Instead of breaking that, what we should have said, we can just invert that. Invert. Avlo Yare, what does it mean, Avlo Yare? Avlo Yare means he's not allowed to. So according it seems like, I mean, it's not so explicit, but according to the Rash, Yichte doesn't mean that. You see, the Rosh says, Yichte, in contrast to Yare, means that he just hurts them without picking it up. So, according to the Rosh, Yichte like this, this is the gap. Here is the real meaning. So Yichte means without picking it up, just invert it like that. He inverts it like that. Avoya means that yare. Even the yare doesn't mean he does it, he dumps it directly above the bear. Here is the bear of defense. Here is the guy. Yare doesn't mean that yare, he shouldn't, you know, pour it directly into the bay. According to the Rosh, you see. Yare means even though the is also done at distance from border of the gap. But the Rosh means Loyale, he can only invert it like this at the distance, without picking it up. For the pick up, and do it like this, that's according to the Rosh. So according to the Rosh, there will be, I mean, you know, according to the Rosh, He shouldn't be marked there. But according to the Rash, Huyala means he shouldn't do it directly there. And Yichve means He can even pick it up. As long as he picks it up away from the distance, from the border, the end of the roof, you see. In other words, even pick it up, it's also called Yichve. According to the Rosh, Yichve means he does it like this. He does it like this. So, according to the Rash, Yichve means he can mean. He does it like this, or you mean he does it like this. But where does it spill? Oh yeah, move. Then it starts like that. Little by little. If the Rashi is like a chain that has to be poured, do you fall in the way? Certainly. After the chain will be that it has to be done. Do you fall in the way? But whatever. But Yichve means not directly over the bear, but it can be Magdia too. And according to the Rosh, Yichve means that he is not Magdia. He just inverts it like this. Oh, Yichve is Gita and Kami. Oh, I'm sure I'm here with Kami or Yichve. Because so you will look in the face of the Israeli saying, the Lord of Peace, we have a shame to be a good in Shire. We have a lot of the Shom in Shire, the Yochalam Shakim in Shire, because of our Shiva Shinja, who will take off, they now walk a kid of Lazar. In other words, so the Rabbin of the Lord has been that Shuba Shinja, who will cook his question. So what's the Rabbi says? Yichke means not the Rosh. Yichke means he doesn't have to say without picking it up. He can pick it up too, but Yichke means he doesn't dump it directly over the sea. But he pulls it here, and then like that. Royale, dump it like this. He dump like this. And I suppose that according to the Rash, so he suppose he doesn't pick it up, but he just won't have it. Till then, we are picking it up. It's also yeah. As long as it's mamish it broke the barrier, so it's yare, you see. So it's yare. But according to Rosh, which yichve means away from the barrier, and yare means directly all of it. Whether he picks it up or he doesn't pick it up, it is. Yare means he picks it up. And yichve means he just learned. He just learned. So Yich means that from Shoch. And Yah means directly over there, even without picking it up. Avo Yahre, she Yah and Tani, so it's true. This is what she comes up more, she Yah and Tani, the year on its own. Nasi Kimayin Jude, Jarlay and Pisces video. So, I mean, there is no need for the expression Yah, but isn't that Rav follows the Shita Rash? So it's not that key Yah, but the usual thing, not the usual thing, whereas if he wants to dump it directly into the new case, then put the Kakarana with her, and put that into the business. Right. But suppose it does, it's all right here. It's all right here. Right? As long as it's not the Hamsha. So why the Rav say she can? Because usually when a person wants to spill it and dump it right in the bay, not that it should be spilled away from the bay and then lie down gradually. So he picks it up. But suppose he doesn't pick it up. He just moves it as it stands, like this. It's also like it here. I think so. Aber ja, ich bin ja kann ich mit dir hier und so nasse zu meinen Schuhen schare ich wenn Fisas in die Ort das ist der Rat I mean that's Shomi Kalima Shayamtiya. So in other words, so according to the Rash and the Rav, they are three chumras by the blessing. And Yeshua is really can all the three chumras. Chumra number one, it has to be in his Shom. Because Hamshocher Berubei Obikule is not that. So in the Shom, that means that besides the water from the Kankani, which will run down to Mikveh, one Shoche, so it will be Cholav Somiksha. That's Chumra number one. Chumra number two, the other requirement, three requirements, Chumras, according to the Chumra number two, the other requirement, that there should be Kimat mind there. Why? Because the Rebbe Shita said that B'tchilo, at the very outset, even one Rebbe's less than Gimurumi, a Rebbe's Shuvim passes. Rebbe's Shuvim pasks. Pasks. So really afraid if the bin is completely empty, no water. So we are afraid that until the canyon will break and water will start gliding down into the niche gradually, so one of the V's of water will fall out forcefully directly into the niche. Even if he does it away from the border, you know, but as he starts, you know, bathing on the canyon, so a little bit of water will forcefully come out directly, not by resting here on the gag and then dry down. So that will be short. That will be a direct fall in of the water in the sea. The diamond door of the, not that first it rests on the gag and then it falls in. So that's why we require that there should be kimat mandi there. That's congratulations. You remember last week, so I mentioned three shittes. What does it mean? Kimat mai. Bitrilo. Bitrilo it passes. It repeats passes. And say only he will be passed. So what is bitrilo? What is this one? So according to that way, Sashrim will pass by. Bitrilo means as long as there is no halab soil in the so then it will be shuri passes. And then the shite of the Mariki is in Siman Vav that kimat mayim bitrilo means if there is less than gimel yudin in the mikveh, so then there will be passes. But after there is gimel yudin in the nishon in the mikveh, so the being shuri doesn't pass on the form of gimel yudin. And then, Racham Sikva, he says, bitrilo means before there is a release, nishamim. But if there is already a release, nishamim. So then, it already has a shemit from the rice, for example, kilas machti, it's nailed. Now, one thing is clear, according to the Rash and the Rav, they do not agree with the shita of the Rosh. Because here it says that in the, because if they agree with the shita of the Agos Hashem, that the Tchilo means before there is Chalav Zor in the mikveh, so then it reveals mine, should be passed the mikveh, even less than the Mulugim. So how can they explain the way that the Rash and the Rav of Nore explain the Mishnah? First he says, so then no probability that it would be Chavalot Zor, Mechon Kamli. And then, in addition, there has to be Kimat Mayim there. And according to that, with Hoshre, there has to be already what Chavalot Zor. So then, you need Chavalot Zor already, and then another Chavalot Zor from rainfall. I mean, it doesn't make sense. So, the Rash and the Rav of Nora have to explain it either like the Marik or like the Lachrizim. But they couldn't explain like that was it. That's clear. In the Shomni, Kalmashiyam Tia, Shimishima Mani Devi Bea, the Vamayan Hakamu Tea, Sham Shohi, Shim Tiasin Shurim, Minaitwin Bea. Now the question, there is one question, it's very difficult, isn't it? that Tiferes Yisrael considers these three Mishnas as the most difficult Mishnas in Mishnayos. He certainly was knowledgeable than Tiferes Yisrael in Mishnayos. There isn't anyone who is more knowledgeable than Mishnayos than Tiferes Yisrael. That was his field, Mishnayos. So here, right now, there is a slight difficulty. I call it slight difficulty relative to the other difficulties, which are more. We just said that even Yichpe means, what does Yichpe mean? Yichpe doesn't mean he just reverts it without giving it up. That's the Roshacha. But Yichpe means he does it not over the bear directly, but at a distance. So that the water first rests here and then it lies out. So why did now the Blazer says even in Hinat Shom and even with the risk in Matmai Beia, so it's only muta to break the cow, but not to invert it. Yeshua says even to invert it. Even to invert it, Yeshua says. But the Blazer says no, invert them not. And when the Yeshua says invert them, he doesn't mean invert them directly over the bay. He means away from the bay. So the water was pulling in and then it would lie down. So why does the Blazer say no? He cannot invert them away from the bay. He can only break them. So the Rash emphasizes, when is it Hamshoche? Only when it drips down from Kirin Shmurim, it's Hamshoche. And if it drips down from Kirin Shlemim, it's not Hamshoche. Whoever heard anything like that? Whenever you make Hamshoche, you have to do it from Kirin Shmurim. What's the usual way of Hamshoche? I mean, how is Hamshoche needed? You spill it on the Karke, give it for him away from the border. But not that you have to bring the concomitant when you make a shot. Whoever heard anything like that? Does it mean that the commentary was there? I'm shocking is only when it's spilled on the car key. When it's spilled on the car key, directly, I mean, it's spilled on the car key from getting fully. By anyone. So why does it require that here it should be done from Kirin Shmurim? And he emphasizes the expression that I'm shocking given that there are Kirin Shmurim in the Beya. We have to understand that. So obviously the Rash requires only here in the blessing. So a blazer requires only here it should be from Kirin Shmurim. Why? Because generally when you spill water from the tails and the car came, you have to do it at a distance. And as many of the Shem say, distance means different. But that's Rashi's wash. A few days in the morning.
Thank you.
21 سال چون به مواد کپ 40 سال او پیس کنون میفه ای دومسته سو پیس کنون میفه چویار نفرون سی هم میفه دفتون بیشتری شدو بی نیفسون میفه بخردم اما یاس خریت وی گومو وی راخت ای تست وی راخت اندش خلاخ پاس نزی متواخت سو تست وی راخت وطر وی راخت میفه But here, that Ash doesn't say that it has to be the Rochit. All the Rash says in the Yeshua, the Rash and the Rav, in other words, he doesn't spill the water from the Kankanim directly above the veil. But he does it on the God. But he can do it on the God, won't it away from the water. You have to get out as long as he doesn't pour directly to the ears here. As long as he doesn't take it out here, above the bear, and dump it directly into the bear. But as long as it's away from the bear, even though it's very close, suppose it's still here, less than a tefach from the bear, the bear is right here. So it's also so if it wants, according to Reb Lezer, if it is in view of the fact that it's not at a distance from the veil, it's very close to the veil. So if it's not from Kadesh Shvuim, so it's considered as if he directly poured it with him. Because according to whether one didn't do it with, whether he picks it up and he pours it here, or he picks it up and he pours it here, if it's very close. If it is given for him away, then it's not considered don't bring it directly to the day. But if it's lowered, if it's supple, less than 3 foot away, it's considered like pouring it directly because of the law of Lord. But if it's from him, then it's not considered directly pouring it. Because that's not the usual way of dumping water into the air. But people many times when they want to dump into the air, they don't dump it directly down here. He dumped it very close to the bear. So maybe it's also considered as a direct dumping of water. If it's not from Kadesh Shvuim, but if it is from Kadesh Shvuim, then even the blazer is made it. It's not considered a direct dumping of water. And the Mishua is there. The Mishua always. Even if he dumps it not from Kadesh Shvuim, not from Kadesh Shvuim, and very close to the bear, as long as it's not mamish above the bear, so it's still considered a chum. It's still considered a chum. It's still considered a chum. Some melee would have to say that in final analysis, the machlokes between Reb Lezer and Reb Yeshua is on this question whether Hamshocha means Kimut Vochem away from the bear, or doesn't have to be Kimut Vochem away from the bear. Any Mashi away from the bear is not. There's a machlokes Hashem on that. The Shukmoch Pasuk means that it has to be Kimut Vochem away. But the final analysis, according to the Rash and the Rav, there's the machlokes between Reb Lezer and Reb Yeshua. Because Reb Yeshua is matir keitel, but he doesn't mean keitel. What does keitel mean? There, I'm sure, not directly above the bear. And Dio means directly above the bear. Whether it's matir, not matir, it's not important according to the Rash and the Rav. That's important according to the Rosh. So Mele, so why does Rav say Aboli Yichbesh? So the Rav says, because if he escaped there, so then it's a Hamshah. If he shaved there, so then the water falls into the barrier from him Shvuli. So it's a Hamshah. But if he escaped there, then it's not considered a Hamshah. How about the Hamshah? The answer is, every Hamshah is filled at a distance in Mutwachi. So even if it's not here in Shvuli, so it's not the direct foam of the water into the bay. But this is done not in Mutwachi way, manish at the end of the rope, but not directly above the bay. Alright. Some maybe there's a hole. Only up where if it falls in from Kilim Shvuli, then it's not considered direct. But if it's from Kilim Shlemi, if it's not the Ochek, it's considered like a direct pouring of water. So in final analysis, the machlekes between the blessed and the Yeshua is on the question as to whether Hamshoche has to be at a distance, Gimel Tvochi, or even if it is not at a distance. As long as it's not mamish directly over the veil. It's not mamish directly over the veil. Some words. So there is a threefold machlekes between Rav and Rav Yeshua. One machlekes is an old machlekes. Rav Yeshua Shitosik that betchilo, so these mine should be passed in less than the world. Rav Yeshua holds even betchilo, only in moving past. It's very unlikely that before the coming break and the water starts riding down, so that Gimel Lugin should drop in directly into the lake. That's how like the V's, yes, is like, but not the way. That's all. Another machlokes is whether Hamshoche B'Kulo is effective or not. So whether holds only the news or not B'Kulo of the world. That's why a blizzard requires an chunk. The third machlokes is between Rav Elazar and Rav Yeshua, whether Hamshoche has to be at a distance, Gimel Tvochi away, or it can be even if it's not at a distance. Even if it's not at a distance. So there is a threefold machlokes. Alright. Kidney to the skin is fully made for the bay, the lapshin and the chummy. Inamashin might be bay, a little bit bayer. Die Bäder sind schon mal in die Spähe. Und was ist nicht, wenn er nach meinem Kursor auf Wurzea, die Schiebe, die Schiebe, die Kulo, die Ruba, die Psula. Aber ich bin schon in die Spähe, haben sie da mein, die ist mal, die haben mich in die Schiebe, die Schiebe, die meine Frau, die haben wir in die Spähe. Aber ich bin schon, wenn ich von der Meinung wäre, wie es geht im Schiebe, wer wird euch keinen der Meinung, wie es mein, die sind die Trillo, die ich die Schneidische Kursor bin, in Enas Shomim. That's in Enas Shomim. Oy Nishma Bayu Beir. That's the Rosh Gerse, the Rambam Gerse. The Lesset, the Yasinoi. The Shomim Mikach Mikach Nishbe, the Rosh Gerse, the Shomim Mikach 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 the Roy Levis, the Hashim and Shomim Yipu, the Beir Shomim Mikach 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 אלו בחוסום, ומוצאים עם שיחשיר, מנדיבוי רביה, וכשקידמו רביה למשוכה, משם הלוש. רבי זה ביעקב, אם תמו, he mentions some שוכה in the case where you have no mitzvah already, how it's on the shop. So the Rav Nechshonim is already there. And then you are Mamshich, you test so Mayim Shuvim. But not vice versa. Let's say, suppose, first you are Mamshich into an empty mikveh, you test so Mayim Shuvim, and then it starts raining, and Chofal of Son Nechshonim drapim, it's not. Now here, the Chofal of Son did not rain yet. In all probability, it will rain, but it did not rain yet. It did not rain yet. So in other words, so that means that this Mishneh is chilik on the Madoma and Pnuah, that the Bia has to precede the Amshoche. This Mishneh holds that the Amshoche can precede the Rebbe. Of course, according to Yeshua, there's no question, because Amshochem could be the Rebbe. But even according to Reza, that Amshochem could be the Rebbe is not effective. But when Yute is effective, it doesn't make any difference whether the Amshochem of Yute precedes the Rebbe of Nechshonim, or the Rebbe of Nechshonim precedes the Amshochem. Set the master in the hill, which of course the coming to the Dalet and must listen in my children, the Shomim, to himself in the hotel of Yika. Oh, yeah, but she gave my gun, so I got so you found my milk on the bail, of the Spokham Salahi, and the Shomim Shom the bail, who sustained it, Hanukkah Kanish in the small of mine, in your Shomim Soichon, with the small of Shibi. Kim Labu Katis Habe, Elmi Nagron. So what is here for me? You see, that's very important how we emphasize it. Not as the Rosh says, Yichbe means he doesn't raise, he just inverts it. But Yichbe means, whether he raises the Bakhtiya or not, it's not important. Yichbe means away from the Bea, not directly above the Bea. Shalifa Maim Tichle Bea, Mishpokim Tzadake, Mishom Mishpokim Bea, Utsastem, Ayes, Yisrael, Kota. Hanes and Kanish in Smao Maim, in Yod Shom Mishechon, in Smao Olav Shidi, Given the love we have in Schatte, El Nagbon, Gil Mucham for the coming Shabbos, Gabin Niach Kim, Chachas Atzine, Gil Seel Nitan in Shabbat, Gabin also the Yichon Shas Pizor Arkovi, when it wasn't likely that it would start raining, Gil Hakatoy. So, if the cave can be filled up with water, by themselves, by itself, so then it will become short. So in the Achmik, where we in the Strasbourg, the Chosu, in the Skash, that Lohi, the Tonne, also, who made him Shachar, the Fotsa, Shul, Toye. So, why do we have to resort to Amshachim? It will become short. Yishem, Yish, Lechalim, Yichosom, Yishem, Nofro, Me'alem, Le'mikre, אבל חוכב יירו מבייר עכשיו ועכשיו in order to understand the Rash we have to say that when the Rash uses the Roshi Yiro it's not Dachke in the sense of Yiro that Rabbi Yeshua uses it, Avoloyah. Because when the Rash, when Rabbi Yeshua says, Loyare, what does it mean, Loyare? Loyare means he shouldn't dump it directly above the bay, as the Rash explained. Here when he says, Avolochet Yiro Beir, now he explains, it has reference not only to to Yeshua. It is reference to Rabbi Eliezer also. Now, according to Rabbi Eliezer, so he not only isn't he allowed to Nava directly into the Be'er, even to take the away from the Be'er, he's not allowed. He's only allowed to dump it into the Be'er indirectly from Jim and Shuli. So, Iro here means any kind of dumping into the Be'er. Any kind of dumping. Even when he dumps it by breaking the Kankani away from the Be'er, he also calls it Iro. In other words, Iro should not be confused with the meaning of Iro in the expression by Rabbi Yeshua Loyar. When Rabbi Yeshua uses the expression Loyar, it means he shouldn't pour it directly over the Be'er. When the Rash uses here the expression Avokad Iro Be'er, he doesn't mean Dafke, pouring directly over the Be'er. Avokad Iro, that he dumped it, whether directly or indirectly, whether through Kviye or through Shvire, he also calls it Iro. So that's a big Chiddush in Rashi. The big Chiddush in Rashi. The Rashi is, apparently the Rashi is, that this show, now let's say, according to Rabbi Zaya, if he escaped there, so it becomes show, right? It becomes show. What kind of show does it become if he escaped, according to Rabbi Zaya? The show of Nuri Katev or the show of Nuri Klin? So according to the Rosh, we didn't learn the Rosh here. According to the Rosh, it becomes the show of Nuri Katev. Not of Nuri Klin. Because here it's Shaloni Daite. It didn't become filled up. The Kelim didn't become filled up. Deliberately with his intention. The contrary, his intention was Onanwan. Was Onanwan. But according to the Rash, the show here is the show of Nuri. So the question is, how can it become show of Nuri Kli when it became filled up with Nishomi against his will? Not deliberately. It was Onanwan. His intention was Onanwan. The answer is, even though originally he became filled up without his Kavaneh, but since he escaped Avloich, since he escaped, even though he escaped away from the Be'er, but that means that he's expressing his approval for what nature did. Originally, his intention was not to fill up the Kelim, but nature acted in its own course and filled up the Kelim. Now, there is a halacha regarding Hachsher, Ochli, Ritenu Atal Aleim, and if the Balabais is a Meach, so even though the Tal reigned in by itself, the Tal, not, he didn't do it deliberately, but if subsequently he acted in such a way that it expressed the approval for what nature did, so then it's considered as if he had done it deliberately. Ligabei Heksha Mashi. So here too, in order to become Shopikli, so the Mishon has to fill up the Kele Mirtzen. Originally, when it trained him, it was not Mirtzen, because his original intention was to drive him. But his subsequent act of spilling the water on the roof. Why did he spill the water on the roof? wants the wolf to be wet. It's not that he wants the wolf to be light. He wants the water. He wants to enjoy the water. He wants the water to get into the mikveh. So that means, even though nature did its own thing by itself, not through his manipulation, not through his deliberate intention, but he is ratifying the act of nature. So this spilling kriya, means turning over, spilling the water of the kankanamanu, not directly over the baya, but he spills it. So that means he's ratifying nature's act. So mele, what nature did before is considered retroactively as his own deliberate manipulation. So it's considered as if he had set up the kankani not by not one, but in order to be filled up with water. So he becomes what kind of show? Retroactively becomes show degree. But the shira sakankani is considered unchosen. And the show. The Shvira Sakankhani is considered Hamshochet. Kriya Sakankhani is not considered Hamshochet, inasmuch as it's not at a distance from the day. And Yeshua says that even Kriya Sakankhani is considered Hamshochet. But according to Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Eliezer, we have to resort to Tamshah. Why do we have to resort to Tamshah? After all, there are two kinds of show. Show about the new degree and show about the new kate. Here, there was no new kate. That's what the Rebbe says, you cannot behave, but there is no new kate. At the end of the show will be certainly more. Before you deliberate, it was the Nagor. So the targets of the Rashi is originally for the deliberate. But then, Achshav Achshav, through the Shvir, through the Kriya, it becomes retroactively deliberate. Because by breaking the Kakan, even though that's not an unusual thing, why does he break the kankani? He wants to break kankani, he wants to damage his property. He wants to enjoy the water. That means that he intends to reap the benefits from nature's action. What did nature do? They killed out the kankani. Originally, he did not contemplate that. He thought it's aspire towards that. Originally, he aspired towards the triumph of it. But now, retrospectively, he's ratifying nature's act. So, mainly by ratifying nature's act, so nature's act becomes retroactively his deliberate manipulation. So, it becomes shortly. But, the Shvira Sakankhani constitutes Amshah. Shvira Sakankhani does not constitute Amshah, inasmuch as it's not at a distance. And Rabbi Yeshua says that even Shvira Sakankhani constitutes Amshah. Now, this is the Raspsha, the Pshat of the Rosh. Pshat of the Rosh, just briefly, I don't want to go over inside. But the Rosh and the Kantor, he says, he holds that in this Mishnah there is no retroactive conversion of an original, unintentional filling up of the kelim into a deliberate But here it's a question of showing how the human pattern, not of showing of the human thing. So first of all, the Rosh says, he's guilty, he's Hamasadah. Here it's not a question of Hamshocha. There is no Hamshocha. We don't have to resolve Hamshocha. Because it never became shown the grief. And as far as the human pattern is concerned, so only when there is direct filling up the mikveh. But if he doesn't fill up the mikveh directly, he just brings the kankanim and then they glide in. Nakan shote! There is no milu bikate. There is no milu. There is no milu bikate. There is no milu bikate. So we don't have to resolve to amchok. So, but why does Rav Lezer require in its kshomi? First of all, Rav Lezer doesn't require both things, both formulas, in its kshomi and kimak mayim together. Because midirai say it's alright, even if it's not in its kshomi, and even if there is no mayim together, midirai. Because there are two types of mayim. Let's say the chol is midirai. I found it out. The chol is in their eyes. But here there is no chol. Here there is no chol. There are two types of chol. One is chol, while the middle is not. But the middle degree to become chol has to be deliberate. Was it deliberate? No. And we don't say actually, we're not chol. But then the other chol of middle bikate means if he directly pauses it. But if he doesn't pour directly into the veil, then it's not really. We don't even have to resolve to touch it. It's simply, there is no, let's say, when we have to resolve touch it, and then it has to be used for him. Here you don't have to use for him. As long as you don't dump it directly into the mikveh of the veil, some melee. So mele, it's not going to be cut. That's why Rabbi Shuda says, without anything, without Shamim, without Matan Zeya, and without Shvile, he can be cave, just near the board. Avoya! Why are not? Because if he's married, then his mom is from all the cattle. So he becomes show of newly cut. But as long as he's not married directly into the Beya, so it's not milubikate, it's not milubikate, even kriye. And the Rebbeza says that it is milubikate. If he's king, then it is milubikate. Even if it's not directly over the base. So it is still milubikate. It is still milubikate. That's why the Rebbeza says lo yichve, because if he's kikke, so then he becomes yudikate. And according to Yeshua, when he becomes yudikate, only if it is directly on the bed. But if it is 1 inch away from the bed, half an inch, a third of an inch, not directly on the bed, it's not yudikate. It's not yudikate. And Rebbeza holds no. Only if he does it on the shvira, it's not really bad. But if he doesn't do it on the shvira, so then it is really bad. It is really bad. I mean, he only does it on the shvira, it's not really bad. But if he doesn't do it on the shvira, he pulls it directly, inasmuch as it's not the distance, as it's not Gimut Fochim away, so it is still considered Milbikat. And then the pleasure requires an Ikshomim with the Rabbon. Because if it's not an Ikshomim, then it's Merzek Ishom. People will consider it Shom. And people will say Shom is alright. So Melech, but if it's mixed up with Ikshomim, whether the, it's mixed up with the Nishamim that rain in later, or it's mixed up with the Nishamim that is already there, in either case, so then it's not now the Nishamim. So that's why it's mixed up. All right.
Shur Yud Beis Mikvos by the Rosh Yeshiva Chof Beis Shvat Heitav Shem Mem Hei, February 14th, 1985, on Thursday.
Thoroughly, the Rosh Pshat and the Mishneh of Amnich and Kami Yerei Shaka. The Rosh and Rav Noah, they have their own Pshat. According to the Rosh and the Rabbi Bar Nora, so it has to do with Amshach. So the machlekes between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua, first of all, the Rash and Rabbi Bar Nora, the Agile is not Oyim Yesh B'Kimat Mayim, but Im Yesh B'Kimat Mayim. In other words, there are two prerequisites. First of all, it has to be in Eschamu, in order that Chopalev Sos should be Meishamim, and then there has to be Miat Mayim in the Beya, because Chavez Al-Jitosi, he holds that the Revis Mayim Shubim passes Pitchilo, so as he breaks the Kankanim, it might splash out, you know, through his Keach, splash out the release. Gimulugin, so it's not likely that it will splash out. But the release, it's likely. So in other words, if there is Kimat Mayim Beya, now, what does it mean Kimat Mayim? So that we shocking, either, I mean, of course, according to the Rash, we cannot mention that we're so specific. Either Gimulugin Kimat Mayim or Revis make shum. So then a revis mayim shuvim will not pass it. Only gimulug mayim shuvim will pass it. And if it says shami, so there will be chofalev so make shumim anyway. So the shvira is like hamshoche. Why is the shvira hamshoche? Why is the Shvire Hamshoche? Because he breaks the Kankanim on the side, not directly in the Beya, above the Beya, but on the side, adjacent to the Beya. So, first it is spilled on the God, and then it runs down from the God into the bear. And Rabbeinu Shiti is Ram Shoche, only the Miute is kosher. Why doesn't Rabbeinu allow Kefon, Kfiye? Why doesn't he allow Kfiye? After all, Ram Shoche can be done. Shochet can be done, by Kfiye also. It can be done by Kfiye also. So the answer is, because true that Hamshochet can be done by Kfiye also, but that's only if it's Gimel Tvochim away from the Mikveh. But here, even though he's Kefe, the Kankanim, and he spills it in Azad, but it's not Gimel Tvochim away from the Beya. So in Mele, it's not the Gimel Tvochim. But there are Shvire, so it is Amshochim. Even though it is not Gimel Tvochim away from the Mikveh. All right. This is Rav Blazer and Rav Yehoshua. So he holds that Hamshocha even is kosher. Hamshocha even the kula is kosher. And Hamshocha even the kula is kosher. And Mele, and he holds that it's not necessary to have Gimel Tvachim. So Mele can be keep. And we have to remember that according to Rash, when Rabbi Yeshua says, Keife, Avlo Yare, so what does it mean, Yare? Lo Yare. It means, Keife means even if he picks it up, but he picks it up on the garbage, no Natsat, Derech Hamshocha. And Ma'ale means that he picks it up above the Be'er. That above the Be'er, so that's not Derech Hamshocha, it's above the Be'er. If it's above the Be'er, it's not Derech Hamshocha. This is how we explain the Rashi. Now, let's see again the Rashi. We went over the Rashi last week very briefly. Alright. HaMiniyach Pirish Yassinu Mitirastiyani. So first of all, the Rosh is here as Oi. Oi. One of the two things. Oi means we cannot mind there. Avo in Yasekola Mikhe Mehen Loi. Loi. Vaftu al Tarubes Maim Acherim Daf Kesh Mishva al Kankai. Yuri Yosin Yodu Bren. Daf Kesh Riso. Yos Rosh is Tisas Yadodu Lifse. Rebbe Shue Sova Bimach Shir ואפילו איסי כל המקרים בהם, אפילו שלו בהם יד לכבי סון, ובלבד שלי הגביון להרי סון, וכן הלוכה לרמב״ם. That's the פשט of the רמב״ם. Now, according to the רמב״ם and the Rosh, all the מפורשים agree, it's not on the basis of המשוח. According to the Rosh, the Rav, it's on the basis of המשוח. According to the רמב״ם and the Rosh, it's not on the basis of המשוח. But, there are two types of show. The show of degree and the show for milui b'kar. Now here, show of degree is not child. Because when can it be show of degree if it's indicted? But he set up the kankanim on the guard in a kvesa. It should dry up. So the subjective element is lacking. He, I mean, there is no, on the contrary, the indication is that he didn't want the kingdom should be filled up with water. So it didn't become show degree. But if he will pick up the kankan and spill them, then it will be show while they newly decapitated. So, Rav Lezer, so actually, the Mishnah Chene explains the Shita of the Rosh and Rambam. that Rambazan is made it, that neither I say. So he doesn't have to have Kinnat mind there, or that there should be a shot. But with Rabbanon, there has to be either Kinnat mind there, or in a shot, in order, because it does look like show. Al-Bedin, it's not show, but it looks a little like show. Because people want to know that he did it in Arvon. How is everybody supposed to know that he set up the Kankanim? Linak. So some people might think he set up the Kankanim in order to be filled up with rainwater. So since there is an Arasayim, it's Merzeh to show, so because of that, Chachomim said, according to Rabbi Zeh, there has to be Tarumes of Mitshomim and this water, so that people shouldn't say the Chol Mamish is kosher. So that's all in Rabbi and Rabbi Yeshua is really kind of Rabbi. But some melee, even if it's not gonna find there, if there is no towers, so it's still kosher. Why is it kosher? Because there are two types of show. One show is show because it didn't become show because the subjective element is lacking. And newly decatted, so if you shave here, there is no newly decatted. If you shave here, there is no newly decatted. And according to Rabbi Zeya, only if he shaved there is no music up. But if he's kefe, so then it is music up. Because when you yash ele kankani, so then the water falls through gravity, not through his keach. But when you are kefe, then the water falls in through his mindset too, not just through gravity, not just gravity. When he breaks, in other words, he doesn't do any splashing of water. It's only there is a mechitze. The kankan is a mechitze that obstructs the spilling out of the water from the kankan. The moment he breaks it, so the mechitze is broken. So then there is no obstruction. He removes the obstruction, and then the water falls into the bayah through gravity. So melee, it's not fierce at all. It's not newly cut. But if he's kefe, so then it is newly cut. And according to the Rosh, what does it mean kefe, and what does it mean uvachoriya? According to the Rash, so keife and iru does not mean keife without picking it up, and iru means picking it up. No, keife also means picking it up, but keife means he picks it up and spills it in atzat, the racham shoch, and iru means he picks it up. According to the Rash, directly he picks it up, or his kefe inverts it directly into the Bela, not the Racham Shoch. That's the pshat of the Rash. The pshat of the Rosh, look, the last expression. Uvat shall yagbiam la reisam. Yagbiam. So in other words, iru means that he picks it up. And keife means keife means he's keife like this, and then it falls in, and yiru means he picks it up like this. So in other words, so I guess, so what's the machlekes? Because according to the Lezeah, now both Rabbezer and Yeshua agree. There is no problem of show degree, simply because the subjective element of das is lacking. He said that can come on as an animal. But the problem is with newly decoupled, the show about newly decoupled. So Reza holds, if it spills through Shvira, then it falls into the Be'er. Exclusively to Abati, so Mehila, there is no Mehila. But if he inverts it, even though he doesn't pick it up, so then it is Mehila. And Rabbi Shua holds, even if he inverts it, as long as he doesn't pick it up and spill it, it's still not Mehila. Mehila means when you pick it up and you spill it. Now the question is this, according to the Rashi, so Kriya might mean even al diagboy, but Kriya means he picks it up on the gun, on the roof, not above the bear. So it spills here, he picks it up, it spills here, and then it runs into the bear. That's Kriya, that I'm sure. And Iru means directly into the bear, not the Ramsha. But according to the Rosh, so Kriya means without picking it up. And Iru means with picking it up. So the question is this. Does the Rosh have reference to a Kriya?